Welcome, oh welcome, to Praise of Songs with Under the Radar editor Chris Cudby.
Morena, Chris, how are you?
Good morning. Up nice and early, going hard at the moment.
That's what we like to hear. Everybody's getting their new routine sussed at the moment. Last time we spoke to you was in the studio, and now we're doing it by the magic of the internet, which is also very cool. And we're talking to you about a brand new segment, Praise of Songs, where we basically get to see what you guys at Under the Radar have been really enjoying in the last couple of days. And you've sent us some very cool tracks today. What are we talking about, Chris?
That's right. Well, some of this stuff may already be familiar to BFM listeners, but we still think it's they're very worth highlighting. The first track I'll be featuring is by Louisa Nicklin from her new Live at the Wine Cellar EP, which came out on Monday. And it's a 5-song EP, which is just a really beautiful document of Louisa Nicklin and band playing at the Wine Cellar, and also a fundraiser EP to help raise support for the Wine Cellar. It's currently closed up. It's recorded by Rowan Evans, who we all know is the founder of the Wine Cellar, who has supported so many great, so many artists in New Zealand's music community over the years.
Yeah.
So it's not only an awesome EP, but a really great initiative too. I've selected Let Yourself from the EP, which is an earlier single from Louisa, which I believe came out in 2018. So it's not on her debut her debut sort of mini album that came out recently.
Yeah, I always want to call it an EP, and then I'm like, it feels a bit buttier than an EP though. It's not quite EP territory. It is like a baby album or something.
It's definitely a substantial work. So I've chosen this track, which BFM listeners may not have heard before, which is Let Yourself.
Let's have a listen to it now, shall we?
Yeah.
A
few more for ya.
High, yeah.
So what are we listening to here, Chris?
That was Louisa Nicklin's Let Yourself, recorded live at the Wine Cellar from her Live at the Wine Cellar EP.
And we're getting a bit of love for this one on the text machine. Somebody says, bit of a Jeff Buckley vibe to this Louisa track, and then lots of heart emojis, which is very cute. And kind of true as well, actually. It's got that lovely kind of emotive thing that Jeff Buckley can do so well with his voice. And if people want to go and grab that Louisa Nicklin track, where can they go, Chris?
They should definitely go to Bandcamp and get it. Any funds raised from the sales of the EP go straight to the Wine Cellar, which is an awesome cause.
Totally awesome cause, and everybody's favourite bar as well. What's the next track?
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. When we get back there, we're all going to have such a lovely pint night, aren't we? what's the next track you've brought us today?
Next one is by an overseas artist, Tyson Girl, who, you know, is a regular on the BFM playlists as
well.
Very much
so.
It's his brand new, which came out yesterday for free on Tyson Girl's Bandcamp page, is his Siegel Smeagol EP. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not sure.
Siegel Smeagol. I like
Smeagol. And it's got the funny title because it's a collection of covers of Harry Nilsson's 1971 classic album Nilsson Schmilsson.
Famously
has a photo on the cover of Harry Nilsson, who's a dude with a beard, wearing a robe and holding a pipe. And it is like, I've never actively listened to that album, but I've still heard many of the songs from that just through casual listening. Tyson Girl's totally nailed this covers collection. I personally think it's a really great album to keep you moving as you're stuck around the house.
Yep.
And I've chosen Tyson Girl's cover of Coconut, which is a pretty famous song from the album. I think that anyone who's heard the Reservoir Dogs Reservoir Dogs soundtrack would know this song. It was Harry Nilsson's take on a Calypso song. And I think it was quite a big novelty hit in 1971.
Shall we have a listen to it?
Tyson,
oh, it's good.
Yeah, yeah. He fuzzes it up.
Oh, of course he does. He loves a bit of fuzz, doesn't he? Old fuzzy cigar.
Yeah, so this is all good.
Oh, I'm already into it.
About a coconut, he bought it for a dime. My sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, drink and bowled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, she drank and bowled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up.
Doctor,
ain't there nothing I can take, said
doctor,
to relieve this bellyache. Nothing I can take a sip. Now let me get this straight. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. You put the lime in the coconut, call your doctor, woke him up.
Doctor,
ain't there nothing I can take a
sip.
To believe this bellyache, I said.
Doctor,
ain't there nothing I can take a sip. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut and you'll feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. a coconut, it bought it for a dime. My sister had another one, she paid it for a lime. She put the lime in the coconut, drank them both up. Put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up, said,
doctor,
is there nothing I can take, said,
doctor,
to relieve his belly ache, said,
doctor,
ain't there nothing I can take, said,
doctor,
let me get this straight. The lime in the coconut, drinking boat up. You put the lime in the coconut, you're drinking boat up. You put the lime in the coconut, you're drinking boat up. You put the lime in the coconut, you're drinking boat up. You put the lime in the coconut and drinking boat together. Put the lime in the coconut, then you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drinking boat up. You put the lime in the coconut, call me in the morning.
I didn't think I knew this song, and then as soon as it started, I knew exactly this track. That is Ty Segall with Coconut. What is the cover again?
The cover of the cover of the Ty Segall's album is a drawing, I think, of Ty Segall wearing a robe and holding a pipe.
Nice.
Which is an illustration of the original Harry Nilsson album. So, you know, we're all at home at the moment. We can wear whatever we want around the house, you know, just relax.
Put some lime in the coconut and drink it all up. Have a good time.
Totally.
When does Ty Segall ever sleep? That's what I want to know. He just keeps producing stuff all the time.
Very productive.
Very productive. Hey, what is the third track you've brought us this morning, Chris?
Okay, third one is by local electronic producer Samari, from Samari's debut album Hypernormal, which actually came out a couple of weeks ago, but I thought it would be good to highlight now, considering our changed circumstances.
Yes.
And Samari is also one of the organisers of the Clang Club Nights, the industrial techno club nights that would happen around K Road.
Which obviously will not be happening for a wee while, sadly.
Not for a wee while, but we can enjoy his music online.
Which is a beautiful place to go. Whereabouts can we go if we want to find this?
It's the only place to be. This is also on Bandcamp. All the releases that I've featuring today are all available on Bandcamp.
Nice.
And Samari's album Hypernormal was created as a kind of alternative soundtrack to Adam Curtis's documentary Hypernormalization, Adam Curtis's expose of what he calls the fake world created by contemporary global capitalism.
Ooh.
So this album isn't a direct soundtrack to that film, because that film is almost 3 hours long. but what Samari has done is he's made a track for each chapter of the documentary.
Fantastic.
So to kind of each track kind of explores themes or ideas from Hypernormalization.
Right, got you. Well,
yeah.
This has got a very spooky vibe to it already.
Yeah. And I think it's a really ambitious album, and I think that Samari totally nails it. And the album is very wide-ranging as well, so there's, like, really intense techno tracks, but I've chosen a more soundscapey one.
I quite like this. It's got
Transformation.
The kind of, empty streets kind of a feeling to it.
Absolutely, different spaces. So this is something that readers, that listeners,
and readers,
can reflect on while we're in this very bizarre situation.
Thank you so much, Chris, for bringing us these three tracks today. Do you want to just run through from 1 to 3 what you brought us?
Yeah. So today for the new segment, I featured Louisa Nicklin's Lab at the Wine Cellar EP, which is a fundraiser for Auckland's Wine Cellar. Tyser Girls, Smeagol, Smeagol covers EP of Harry Nilsson songs, and Samari's debut album, Hypernormal.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that, Chris. We'll talk to you again next week. If people want to read more about this, they can go to undertheradar.co.nz. Am I correct?
We're always online.
Fantastic. Ka kite, we'll talk to you soon.
Great, take care.
Okay, Jack, the battery charge's been terminated.
This is Samari with Transformation Different Spaces. Somebody texted in to say, hypernormalization is effing terrifying and now is a great time to watch it. Think it's on YouTube. So if you want to freak yourself out, that's a good film to go and watch. And somebody's also said about the Harry Nilsson cover that Ty Segall has done. It's also a famous, as it was a challenge from John Lennon to Nilsson that he couldn't write a song with one chord. So there you go. We are on 95BFM. Big thank you to Chris Cudby.
Go in peace. Praise of Songs with Chris Cudby.